Coming up on Only a Game, we say goodbye to the Catskills Resort, where vacationers could once play golf with Mickey Mantle and watch sports exhibitions arranged by Red Auerbach. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
Not to get annoyingly alliterative right off the bat, but the Seattle Seahawks certainly have sidestepped the Super Bowl slump, have they not?
It looked like they went back to the locker room, put the Lombardi trophy on the shelf in the trainer's room, came back out and played another game. They haven't dropped a stitch since the end of last year. What was remarkable to me is that the Green Bay Packers, with arguably the best quarterback in football, Aaron Rodgers, didn't throw a single pass in the direction of Richard Sherman, star cornerback of Seattle. I mean, at least to try the guy out once so we won't get bored.
Meanwhile, the defending Super Bowl losers, the Denver Broncos, are having a very difficult September. Were you as shocked as receiver Wes Welker was at his four-game doping suspension this week?
This is a strange one because we've all seen the video of Wes Welker at the Kentucky Derby in question where he looked extraordinarily baked. Let's face facts. So, yeah, I mean, I guess I'm shocked that it's taken this long. Kentucky Derby was in May. I mean, and suddenly we have a four-game suspension now. This obviously will go through the process, but no, I'm not. I mean, I'm not as shocked as he is, I don't think.
Among the players, opinion seems to be split regarding the commissioner's disciplining of Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay, who pleaded guilty for driving while intoxicated. Irsay has been fined and banished from his club for six games, and Jerry Hughes of the Buffalo Bills called the $500,000 fine, quote, a slap on the wrist. Do you think he got that right?
He's absolutely got that right, because I don't think Jim Irsay will know this or even feel this when it comes out of his bank account.
I don't know whether Cleveland Browns linebacker Christian Kirksey will sue the manufacturer of the video game Madden 15, but my understanding is he has grounds to do that, right?
Christian Kirksey may well be my favorite player in the NFL right now, because something went badly wrong in the production of Madden 15. Either that or he has an enemy on the production line of Madden 15, because Madden 15 has made Christian Kirksey 1'2" in the game. And if you haven't seen the photo of 1'2" Christian Kirksey trying to cover a wide receiver, you haven't seen Shakespeare as it was meant to be done.
It's spectacular.
It's wonderful.
That game is going to be a collector's item.
Look at that plucky little fella.
Scrambling around on that man's shoes.
It's like Tiny Elvis from Saturday Night Live.
After being cut by the St. Louis Rams, Michael Sam has been signed by the Dallas Cowboys. He's on their practice squad. How is the NFL's first openly gay player being received in Dallas?
He's being received by sensible people very well, and by lunatic Bible bangers not well at all. There's going to be a massive protest outside the next Cowboys game, which will be completely ignored by the people tailgating, of course. And I guarantee you will not be massive.
20 months after a female student at Florida State reported an alleged rape to the police, the university is investigating quarterback Jameis Winston. Justice delayed is justice served?
No.
Not served? Wait, that doesn't seem quite right.
Justice delayed is justice delayed,
there
basically.
You go.
This is a Title IX investigation. There is, of course, now a very, very intense spotlight on sexual assault on college campuses and the ramifications for Title IX. I'd like to think that Florida State is actually interested in getting an answer to what really happened here, but I have a feeling this thing may turn out to be cosmetic.
The Arizona Diamondbacks began this season with a franchise record payroll and then went on to lose 22 of their first 30 games. So general manager Kevin Towers has just signed a lucrative new contract, right?
No, he's been booted out the door because Tony La Russa, the world's most overrated baseball mind, has been brought in to run baseball operations at Arizona.
Pitcher Monet Davis said during the Little League World Series that what she really wanted to do was play point guard at UConn. So Gino Auriemma called Ms. Davis to congratulate her on leading her team to the semifinals. And of course, everybody understood that Coach Auriemma was just being a good guy, right?
This is the NCAA who could turn, like, Cinderella into a snuff film. They took this wonderfully nice story and turned it into a violation of NCAA regulations, and UConn had to apologize, and Monet Davis is now rethinking her career choice, I imagine.
There was a mix-up on the football field of a Maryland high school this week, Charlie. Did the grounds crew just fail to notice that what they were getting ready to mow had never actually grown?
They mowed their artificial turf.
Is there any indication that they were using the same substance that Wes Welker is alleged to have used?
More to the point, it was a grounds crew. So there were like several people on this, and none of them said, hey, that looks plastic to me.
And finally, Charlie, how do you like what that minor league hockey team in Bakersfield, California is doing to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the TV program Seinfeld?
I like what they're doing. I hated the show, by the way. I was rooting for the episode with the cholera outbreak all through the run of that show. But apparently, puffy shirts is a Seinfeld meme, so they're going to have puffy shirt night for the Bakersfield Condors, which are very good because condors have kind of puffy wings.
Absolutely. I don't
know. And you
can
soar.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
You can find
the trust me because I was a forest ranger once.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, and he joins me each week at Only Game to talk about forestry and things of that nature. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.